We're getting ready to start the fourth quarter. Let's see if the Greenwich Cardinals can mount a comeback against Naples. Let's go back out to Rob Adams, Nick Angotto, and Jason Intrieri.
Thank you, Sean Kilkelly. We do indeed start the fourth quarter. 24-6, the Naples Golden Eagles on top of the Greenwich Cardinals. For Myers, by the way, that was touchdown number 17 on the year that he scored in the third quarter. The Eagles break the huddle, send receivers to each side. They've got second and 19 at their own 22, moving from left to right, near side hash, back to throw. He fires, finds a man with a flag down. It's Nick Chandler in the flat. He'll get a couple of yards out near the 24-yard line. Another chop block going against the Golden Eagles. That's the third call of the night like that against the Golden Eagles.
And Rob, some drama going on in New Canaan. They are now headed to the second OT. Still tied. Staples missed a 12-yard field goal to win the game.
Oh, my gosh.
Going to overtime number two, tied at seven.
Now, you got to consider, in driving rain in New Canaan at Dunning Field, that's the only way you miss a 12-yard field goal, which is essentially an extra point. Now they're figuring out the spot of where this penalty is going to take place. The Cardinals decided to decline the penalty, which is why they walked it off the way they did. I think in part, Nick, because you've got a third down and 19 coming up, and you don't want to run too much more off the clock by running another play. It would be down over.
Exactly. They want to set them up in a third and long and also preserve some time because they need a lot of time right now if they're going to make a comeback.
Clock running with 11:48 to go in the fourth quarter, 24-6 Naples. The give goes right side, and there's some open field, but then he brings it back and runs it up the middle to the 32-yard line. It's John Calvin carrying for the first time tonight. He does get back near the original line of scrimmage at the 23-yard line. They'll mark it at the 22, and on comes Randolph and the punting team. John Kavanaugh would like to have a big return and give the Cardinals reason to hope that this game is still alive.
To be honest, I'm a little disappointed, though, looking at the visitor stands that the fans aren't really into. I know it's hard to, but...
Here's Randolph to punt it away. Moves to his right, gets the punt off. Kavanaugh takes it at his own 34. Finds a block and then tumbles down at the 41-yard line after only a 7-yard return.
Rob, update from New Canaan. Staples has just jumped ahead in the second overtime, 14-7. New Canaan has the ball. And the way OT works there is you know, either
Kansas
you score
shootout
or
style.
Exactly.
We do have a down Cardinal right now. Cardinal trainer Pete Falla made the trip today. I don't know if I'm actually allowed to say what I'm about to say. Knowing Pete and his wife, wonderful people, and they gave us good news today. How about that?
Yeah, and it is public now knowledge.
It is public knowledge. They are going to have their second child next March. Congratulations to them.
And guys, you know, there's been so much game within the games between the videotape and some of the stuff with the coaches back and forth. But I have to say that you know, one of the big things coming into tonight's game that I thought was essential for Greenwich, you know, knowing that they are already in the FCAC championship and playing towards the states, was coming out of this game healthy. Regardless of what that scoreboard says at the end of tonight, I think the biggest number is going to be how they pull out of here tomorrow healthy. And so far, you know, knock on wood, Greenwich has been healthy, but there is a Cardinal down on the ground right now.
It is John Kavanaugh, who right now, my quick synopsis and looking through the binoculars, it just looks like these could be cramps. He is going to be helped to his feet now. And for the first time in a while, the entire crowd makes some noise, and that's certainly nice to see. He is hobbling off the field, so certainly the hope was that it was just cramps, but when you see him hobbling, well, you never know. That's why I'm a broadcaster. I don't play a doctor. 10:58 to go with the ball at the 41-yard line. And the Cardinals now needing to stop running the ball in reality. They got to start throwing the ball because they got to score rather quickly. Matt Grant comes out to the left. four-receiver set in shotgun, but they're going to give it to Myers running right. He finds an opening, breaks out of a tackle to the right sideline. He does get a first down, and he gets out of bounds in Naples territory. The official looks like he's marking him at the 46-yard line, knocked out by Lane McCombs. That's nearly 15 yards and a first down. They'll give it 13 and a first down. Cody Gifford checks back in, along with Mike Pirelli. Trevor Lattimore will check out. First down at the Golden Eagles 46-yard line, 10:50 to go, fourth quarter, 24-6 Golden Eagles. Stafford takes, goes back to Myers, runs it up the middle, then spins around and goes down at the 37-yard line.
Well, this is, guys, a very important drive here for Greenwich. If they can all of a sudden score, you know, we're looking at a 24-12 game. I'm sure that at that point they will go for two. But I think it would be huge. They'll be right back in the game with 10 minutes and 25 seconds left right now.
A gain of five, make it second and five at the Golden Eagle 42-yard line. Far side hash mark. Cardinals moving from right to left. Stafford stays in shotgun. Waits with Myers, goes right back to Myers, who runs it again up the middle, near first down yardage.
Well, right now, the Cardinals are getting something going again. And like you were saying, Jason, it's going to be very important for them to try to score here, as a touchdown here, cutting down the lead, would definitely be a huge boost for that Cardinals defense. And right now they need a momentum, some momentum, any momentum that they can get to try to slow down the Golden Eagles.
We get a timeout on the field, an official timeout. They wanted to have a celebratory dinner. No, I don't know this for a fact. Well, we wanted to have a celebratory post-game dinner at a restaurant that features orange shorts.
Yeah.
How's that? And right now it doesn't look very celebratory with 9:48 to go. What were you going to say, yeah, Jason?
Well, Rob, I do have a final score to report. Actually, two, but the one, the more important one is out of New Canaan, and the Staples Wreckers will move on to the FCAC Championship on Thanksgiving Day. They knock off New Canaan in overtime, in double overtime, which was a tremendous game, 14-7. A lot of rain, wind there, cold weather. But Staples and Coach Morris Petrosi move on. And, you know, I think and the other score I should pass along, Trinity Catholic tonight beat Stanford 20-8. And after this play, I think we can talk a little bit more about now what this means.
Certainly can. Third and a yard. They did not get the first down. Stafford will stay back in shotgun. He's got Myers alongside of him. Stephon Frazier is the slot left receiver. Myers takes it and is hammered in the backfield. He'll be nowhere near the first down. First to hit him was Jaboris Parker. It's going to bring up a fourth down and three following a loss of two, with the ball now at the 39-yard line. 24-6, Naples on top, and really what might be the last stand for Greenwich coming up. Ricky Rashika will check in from the far sideline. He brings the play in from Rich Albanizio. Cardinals break the huddle, and the crowd back on their feet and back into it. They want the nail in the coffin. Dunster, the receiver to the left. Movement on the line, but it didn't affect the play. Rolling left, Stafford. Deep ball, if Dunster can readjust, he's got it! A first down at the 9-yard line. Coverage provided by Jay Bonnequist, but a huge play for the Cardinals to make a final stand. They get a first down after a gain of 30.
Well thrown ball there by Stafford, and for the Cardinals, they keep possession. You know, they're within scoring territory, and just a huge play for the Greenwich Cardinal offense.
Don't forget, friends, Charlie Pinella, who videotapes all the Cardinal games. He's documented this trip and is videotaping tonight's game as well. Check out GreenwichFootball.com to get your copy of the DVD. First and goal. Myers to the left side. Tries to find an opening. He's not going to get it. Looks like Bonnequist was the first one to hit him at the 9-yard line.
You know, Nick, just for the Cardinals' confidence, and there's still 8 minutes left, but I have to think a score here is huge, because, you know, the way this game was looking at 24-0, it could have really gotten out of hand. Cardinals score here, it's a very respectable score.
Right. Well, the important thing right now is to not just score, but score pretty much on this next play. I don't understand why they ran it on that first down play, but we'll see.
Three receivers make it four. Stafford takes, rolls right, can't find anything. He's got to get the ball off. He throws, he finds Myers, who breaks out of a tackle at the five, and then he goes right back down. In fact, I'm not even sure he made it to the five. Cardinals in the red zone, struggling quite a bit. It's third and goal. 7:40 to go. That's the other factor. You still need 18 points, so it's three scores. And the clock just ticks away.
No, Rob, I know both programs were trying to downplay this game. Both wanted to, you know, call themselves the underdog. But I think Greenwich came into this by a lot, by all accounts, as a heavy underdog.
No doubt about it. And for the Golden Eagles to try to think they were the underdogs was crazy. Stafford, direct snap, takes it, runs it, should be in. Indication, touchdown, Greenwich. From 6 yards out, the Cardinals have cut the lead to 24-12.
Big play. Stafford has been the best asset for the Cardinals tonight. He's had over 100 yards passing. He's ran for well over 60, and he's just trying to keep these Cardinals into the game, and we're just going to have to see what the defense does when Naples gets the ball back.
Fifth rushing touchdown on the year for Tucker Stafford. That's good enough for second on the team. Cardinals will go for two again. Stafford in shotgun. He takes it. Looking left, fires over the middle, and it is incomplete. Intended for Lattimore. 7:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Our score, Naples 24, Greenwich 12. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
Greenwich still has a prayer. Let's go back out to Rob, Jason, and Nick.
Thank you, Sean. 24-12 with 7:10 to go.
Well, we were just talking about it. I mean, is this now time we get into a point now, 7:10 left? Do the Cardinals try an onside kick?
Nick?
You got to try something here. I mean, if he was going to go for two on their first touchdown, I don't see why he wouldn't try to get the onside kick right here.
The shame of it is, Pete Fowler told me that as far as he was concerned, John Morelli was cleared to play. Now, don't get me wrong. Brian Doyle's done a fine job as the Cardinal kicker. But Morelli is the starting kicker for a reason. So how many onside kicks has he practiced? How many has he performed?
Well, he was brought up his sophomore year to play for the varsity as a kicker behind Dennis Bien. So obviously he has a very good leg, and they would have rather had him in for this situation than Doyle. But Doyle will do a good job right here.
He approaches, and he kicks a squibber up the middle that is touched by a lineman at the 38-yard line. Let's see what big body fell down on it. It was actually one of the good hands people. It was Fred Wingate, the tight end. Initially, I thought it was 91. That would have been Rich McCoy, a junior, but it was Wingate who got the ball. So good field position for Craig Wingate with 7:07 to play.
Well, you know, guys, you hate to have to chase points, and that's why at 24-6, I was surprised Coach Al just didn't take the extra point.
Cards back off on the blitz. Shane Kelly was coming. First down, it's a handoff that goes to Pratt. Bounces it to the outside, breaks a tackle, gets to the 49-yard line. That's 11 yards and should be enough for a first down.
Interesting to note on that tackle by Dumpster where he just pushed him out of bounds. He just, sad to say it, especially for a player like him, he just doesn't look like he has his heart in it anymore.
Being in Florida, by the way, I would be remiss, and this we're about 110 miles away from Miami, give or take. But tomorrow will be the final University of Miami football game to be played at the Orange Bowl. The venerable arena, some 70 years old, will host its final Miami football game, and then the actual final football game will be a Florida International game. They have three more to play, so there's still a couple of more events, but let's be honest, and I'm not being mean to FIU, you don't think of the Orange Bowl and Florida International. You think of the Orange Bowl and you think of Doug Flutie and the Hail Mary pass. You think of Super Bowl III and the Jets and the Colts. I think of Super Bowl XIII, the Steelers and the Cowboys. And, of course, countless Miami Dolphin games.
Absolutely. Dan Marino, then, of course, Vinny Testaverde with his fine career at the University of Miami.
So the Orange Bowl, which I got to see, I didn't get inside of it, but I was outside of it once, and it was truly something special to witness that arena. and it will be going by the wayside. They did not give him a first down, so it is second and inches at the 48-yard line with 7 minutes exactly on the clock in the fourth quarter. Trying to set up the sticks on the far side. The chain gang is done. And the officials ready to put this one back in play. Again, the officials have done a fine job tonight. Wingate will settle under center. Call signals. Now he calls it at the line. Goes straight into the line as he gives it off to Hyde, who blasts for the first down to the 41-yard line. That's a gain of 7 and a first down.
Well, you know, Rob, right now clock is going to become a big part of this game, and where Naples' strength is running the football, and they look very content here just to grind it, eat up the clock.
We have not seen a turnover in this ball game tonight. We've seen plenty of penalties, but no turnovers. 24-12 with 6:45 to go and the clock running. First down at the Cardinal 42 on the near side hash mark. Wingate looking around. He calls it. Now he settles under center. Takes it right into the line. Hyde. They're going to pound it with Carlos Hyde. He gets to the 38. And the Cardinals say they should have the football as Bizanzo comes out with it. No indication. And it looks like it is going to remain Naples football.
That would have been a huge, huge turnover right there had the Cardinals been able to get the ball.
Certainly Myers and others tried to sell the officials, but it wasn't happening. A gain of 3. It'll be second down and 7 with now 6 minutes to play. The Cardinals with 2 timeouts. Post-game show coming up, and don't forget Fairfield basketball. Tape delay at Wake Forest. 5:49 to go, fourth quarter. Now the clock has stopped as CJ Cece is being told to step away for reasons that are not entirely clear to us. He'll get replaced, I believe, by Mike Pirelli. Look like an equipment problem. So that'll line things up with a second and 6 at the 38-yard line. In Cardinal territory, 5:38 to go. Wingate in no rush. He looks at the clock. Play clock is down to 10. Under center, calls it, and he'll run it himself as he tried to give it a fake the handoff, and then he turns it upfield for about 3. And then he falls down at the end of the play, which I think he just slipped down. I don't think there's anything to that. In fact, Trevor Lattimore came over to help him up, and he was shooed away by a Golden Eagle who basically said, we don't want your help. So I don't think there was anything to Wingate going down. It'll be third down. Ball at the 36-yard line. Now 5 minutes to go.
We are seeing here that Naples is in no hurry here to run a play. They are very content to let that clock tick down. There's 15 seconds on the play clock, 4:48 to go in the fourth quarter.
And the Cardinals needing to make a stop right here. Two receivers go left. The slot receiver is Cody Frank. Wingate taking his sweet time, play clock down to 1, and now calls, the Cardinals call a timeout. Second timeout used by the Cardinals. It comes with 4:34 to go. We'll take a timeout. 24-12 Naples with 4:34 to play. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
AM 1490 WGCH. Sean Kilkelly back in the studio. Let's go back out to Rob, Nick, and Jason for more Cardinal football.
Thank you, Sean. 4:34 to play. 24-12 Naples. On a night in which the Staples Wreckers have earned their way into the FCAC championship game with a 14-7 overtime victory over the New Canaan Rams. They will play the Cardinals on Thanksgiving morning, 10:30, in their regular season game that'll now double as the FCAC championship game. Pre-game show just after 10 o'clock on WGCH. Hand off right. It's Pratt into the secondary. He has a first down at the 20-yard line. He gets wrapped up by CJ Cece, who had checked back in. But it's 15 yards and a first down. And the Wreckers now, or check that, the Golden Eagles now beginning to think about running the clock out.
And Rob, speaking of the Wreckers, I think with Staples winning tonight, it does benefit Greenwich a little bit. It gives them a little bit more time to rest up. Had New Canaan won, they would have had to come out next week and play the championship. So now a little more time to get back to practice, rest up from this trip, and play the championship game on Thanksgiving.
Delgado, the receiver, goes to the left. Cody Frank to the right. Wingate under center with 4:09 to play. He takes it, runs it himself, takes it off the tackle to the far side, runs it out of bounds, knocked out by Dunster at the 8-yard line. A gain of 11, more than enough for a first down. It'll set up first and goal, and now the official dagger just about ready to be put into the Cardinals.
Hey, Dagger Rob, but I have to say, you know, when you looked at the newspapers down here and all four of the local writers picking Naples to win, I think Greenwich is represented very well down here. But this game was 24-0. The Cardinals have not given up.
Wingate will settle under center. We'll talk about all that on the postgame show. He starts Cody Frank in motion. Now he runs the option. It goes to Carlos Hyde, who will get to the 5, tackled by Chris Bizanzo. That's good enough for 2. Make it 2nd and goal. Stops the clock with 3:54 to go in the fourth quarter. These being metal bleachers, they pound the bottom of the bleachers with their feet following Let's Go Eagles chant from the cheerleaders. Two receivers go left. Frank and Delgado under center. It is Wingate. Takes it, gives it. It's Pratt looking for his 3rd of the night. He's got it. Touchdown. Using a little misdirection, he ran it right, turned it left, moved it upfield, and the Wreckers are on the board again. It's 30-12.
Once again, Naples utilizing their team speed.
Randolph on for the extra point. Kick, snap is good. Kick on the way. It's got the distance and good. 3:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Naples 31, Greenwich 12. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football. Let's go back out to Rob, Nick, and Jason.
And on the kickoff, Randolph very nearly kicked it right through the uprights as it went out of the back of the end zone. So with 3:48 to go, 31-12, the Cardinals in very desperate straits, but the first team continues to come out into the field.
You a little surprised by that, Rob?
Not entirely. As you mentioned, or as Nick mentioned a little earlier, this team does not give up, and they're not going to give up at this point. They're going to start in shotgun with 4 receivers trying to run the spread and see if they can get down the field. But now it is a 4-score game. Quick pass left, incomplete, intended for Kavanaugh at the 26-yard line.
Well, the clock right now will become an enemy to the Cardinals. They only have 1 timeout left. Naples with all 3. Naples probably won't use up any of them. So for Greenwich, 1 timeout left, down 31-12 with 3:46 left.
2nd and 10 at the 20. Cardinals moving from right to left. Stafford in shotgun with 2 receivers left, 2 right. Myers alongside of him in the backfield. Drops back, looks left, throws incomplete, intended for Stafford once again at the 25-yard line. Coverage was provided by Kyle Lindquist. It sets up a 3rd and 10 now with 3:42 to go. It does stop the clock, but still, it's 3rd and 10. Lots of cameramen on the field on the near sideline, and we get a stoppage of the clock and a timeout taken by the Cardinals with 3:42 to go. That is the Cardinals' final timeout on what has otherwise been a very special night for high school football in this area and certainly for high school football in Connecticut. And really, as they begin to write the obituary of this game, if you will, what will they say about it as the crowd begins to file out? Did Greenwich really come down here and get blasted? In a lot of ways, I'm going to tell you, they missed opportunities.
I agree with that. What I will say is that they did get down 24-0, but they didn't show any quit, that's for sure. And I do agree with you. There was some missed opportunities. Naples, what I take from this, they made big plays when they had to, and that's what a great team usually does.
Absolutely. 3rd and 10. as the Dollar defense stays on the field, named in honor of defensive coordinator Sam Dollar, and the Dollar defense has performed pretty well tonight. They've allowed 12 points. Shotgun third down. Stafford to throw. Fires. Finds Ricky Rashika at the 21, but that's going to go for a very minimal gain as he is brought down pretty quickly. Josh Elizondo was the first to hit him for a gain of 4. It'll set up now a 4th and 6 with 3:20 to go and the clock running in the fourth quarter, and now the crowd very much beginning to file out. The Greenwich side indeed starting to file out as well.
Rob, we mentioned before the most points that Naples has given up in a game was to Estero, and that was 14 points in that game. So for Greenwich, they're under that, but
Stafford ready to punt it away. Takes a high snap, a lot of time. Now it's a fake. Now he's going to try to run. No, he does punt it. At the last minute, he punted it, and it's picked up, and it's loose, but the Golden Eagles have been all over it. They down it at the 40-yard line, unless the Cardinals could come out of the scrum with that ball, and Stafford is slow getting up. He is rolling around the field after what was a 16-yard punt. The ball was picked up by Antoine Harvey. But right now, the concern has to be for Tucker Stafford. Stafford acted as if he was going to fake it and then started to walk with it and at the last minute punted it. That left him really kind of open for a hit, and he did get hit.
You know, Rob, you would hate to see an injury take place with 2:39 left in the game. Let's hope he's okay. But, you know, there was where I kind of had speculated earlier in the game and questioned, will the Cardinals take out some of the regulars? And in a game like this where it was 31-12, let's just hope he's okay, because that would be a very serious blow to the Cardinals.
He is on his feet. However, Chris Bizanzo wraps his arms around him and helps him off the field. And a nice job by Tim Hancock imploring the crowd to give a polite round of applause and saying he played one heck of a game. Stafford is indeed the consummate gamer, if you will. The Cardinals, in the meantime, did get the ball on what is the only turnover of the night. So now, new quarterback Mike Leffelbein has checked into the game. In shotgun, he takes it. Deep ball to the left side intended for Lattimore. A jumping try, and he makes the catch at the 36-yard line.
Great catch to bring that down, Rob, by Lattimore, and keeps the drive going here for the Cardinals with 2:30 left in the ball game.
Cardinals are out of timeouts. As Cody Gifford brings in the play to Leffelbein. A first down for the Cardinals, moving from right to left. Back to the ground with Myers. He'll pound it for a couple of yards to the 33-yard line. We would be remiss if we didn't mention all the families that we saw, and I can't possibly remember them all. The Bizanzos, the Dunsters, the Catalanos, who I talked to for a great length today. The Hans, we talked to for quite a while out on the Naples Pier. They're so nice and so much fun to talk with. And everybody who made us feel like we were Greenwich South down here for at least for a couple of days. 2nd and 9 after a gain of a yard. Here's Han to throw. Here's Han going down. The sack brought in by Chris Zahn.
And that clock continues to tick down on the Greenwich Cardinals here tonight. Majority of the crowd has managed to stick around here, Rob, to see the end of this game.
Well, why not? I mean, this is a special night. Why travel all this distance if you're the Greenwich fans just to go home? 3rd and 12. Leffelbein, deep ball, right sideline. Dunster in position, bobbling, and an interception. Intercepted. The Golden Eagles are going to run out the clock.
Absolutely, and that ball was poked around, Rob, and the Naples team came down with the ball.
The only question was, I'm sorry, Jason, the only question was who intercepted it. I thought perhaps it was Lindquist, but that's how far away we were from the play, but that's going to wrap it up.
That will wrap it up. I would expect, as we already see some celebration going on the Naples sideline. A couple knees here and this game will be over.
We'll start the postgame show as Nick is headed down to the field. Wingate is under center. He's going to give it off, running right, and a couple of yards for John Calvin with 58 to go. The Cardinals are out of timeouts anyway. I think the overwhelming feeling for the Cardinals is going to be that of frustration. Not to say this was a winnable game, but to say that they could have done a lot more with this game than they did. Second and seven after a gain of three. Wingate now looking like he is content to take a knee. Letting the clock run down to 27. Play clock down to five. Under center. And he does take a knee.
And that will be the last play of the game, Rob. Quarterback hands the ball to the referee. Celebration on the Naples sidelines.
Well, they feel like they made their stand for Florida football.
South wins.
The South does win. The South will rise again. And now the sideline, where off to our left there was a student section, they have rushed onto the field. I'm not sure that's the image I really want to see, because you certainly want the Cardinals to get out of here. You just hope nothing silly happens.
No.
But it does seem to be very controlled right now as Jonathan Myers leads the charge of the handshake
and
line.
And credit to Coach Albanese and his staff for getting his team lined up in to shake hands with the Naples players. And
what they seem to do was that student section that had rushed the field.
They've kind of moved a little bit.
Yeah, they have moved away. What they did was there's one Golden Eagle in that crowd, and he's got a Golden Eagle flag with him, and they kind of surrounded him, which was probably the smarter thing to do. And now I'm a little less inclined to criticize them for rushing the field. So long as they're going to have fun, so long as the Cardinals aren't having to struggle with battling, I think
everything seems to be cool. Things look very orderly down there. Both teams, credit to both programs for shaking hands. Looks like now the coaches are. So, I'm sure we'll talk about it more on the postgame show, Rob, but... there was probably a lot of woulda, coulda, shouldas for Greenwich in this game.
That's why I think the overall theme is going to be that of frustration for this team. The final score from Staver Field in Naples, Florida, the Naples Golden Eagles 31 and the Greenwich Cardinals 12. We'll come back for the postgame show right after this. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.